Apple has been fined $9 million recently for misleading customers on their consumer rights for repairs and replacements. This came after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission investigated claims made by customers that Apple had locked them out of their own phones because they got repairs done by a third-party company. Kevin Suarez has more.
Earlier this month, Apple was fined $9 million by the federal court for misleading customers on their rights over refunds and repairs. Several customers were victim to Error 53, introduced by a software update which locked owners out of their own phones because it detected parts installed by third-party repair companies, such as a new screen or battery. When the customers asked Apple for a refund or replacement phone under warranty, they were refused service because the repairs done by a third-party company allegedly broke the warranty. Alex Kidman, the tech and telco editor at finder.com.au, explains in more detail how Apple copped this fine.
The fine that Apple actually copped did relate to third-party repairs in that its own software error was making phones inoperable. But it rather more specifically related to the fact that this was essentially an unrelated issue. What Apple has said about Error 53 is that it actually kicks in to do with the Touch ID sensor. And people who had had mostly their screen replaced, because that's the most common smartphone repair that people might go to a third-party repairer for, were not eligible for remedy because they'd gone to a third-party repairer. That's a no-no under consumer law because it's an unrelated issue. It's not the case that going to a third-party repairer will automatically be covered by Apple's warranty. It's that going to a third-party repairer won't automatically void the warranty, if you get that distinction.
This policy is not unique to Apple, as other tech companies have also denied customers' requests to refund or repair their products if it was repaired by a third party. George Karikiosis is the owner of Sydney Mobile Phone Repairs and explains his history with these companies.
Are you aware that all manufacturers are like that as well, like Samsung, HTC, Sony Ericsson? Because I've been doing warranty repairs from 1999, and when a customer used to come in and bring in our phone that was repaired by another dealer, that Sony used to reject the phone, or Samsung always used to reject the phone.
Has that changed now, or are they still
I'm not sure. Like, that's what I never heard of this rule before, because I always had in my mind that if a phone ever got repaired, and that's what we got taught when we used to do the warranty repairs, that if it got repaired by a third-party part, then that will void the warranty on the customer's handset.
The company's policies have affected his business, as customers occasionally find out a little too late that Apple won't look at their phone if they previously got it repaired at his store.
We lose a lot of business because then we get it brings your business down, because then you get a customer who will go to Apple and say we used aftermarket parts, even though it was a genuine part that was taken off another phone. And then I'll go on our website and leave a negative review saying don't go to this shop. This shop uses parts. And the Apple saw genuine parts.
Apple is one of the most popular companies in the world and is worth several billion dollars. A $9 million fine doesn't seem like it would affect the bottom line, but Mr. Kidman explains why it could still hurt the company.
You're not wrong in that Apple's war chest is quite considerable, although it's very, very difficult to find out exactly how much Apple makes in Australia, and that would really be the key thing. It's not as though the ACCC is saying, oh, well, you make this many billions of dollars in the US, therefore. Apple has this very complex financial structure. It is legal, I have to say, before their lawyers stand on me, but it's this complex financial structure in terms of the way individual global business units work, and it never, ever breaks out its Australian sales figures. So stating the exact size of Apple's audience and Apple's profits is tricky, but $9 million is still going to hurt them. It's still $9 million they don't want to lose. They are absolutely infamous for being incredibly tough negotiators when it comes to component prices and in working out exactly how much they want to make on each and every iPhone that they sell. So whilst in one context it is small change to them in the overall Apple balance sheet, at the same time, if Apple does not have to spend a single cent, it will go to extraordinary lengths to avoid having to do so. So this will still have an impact on them.
As a result of this fine, will Apple now start repairing people's phones, even if they were previously repaired by a third party?
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, $9 million talks. They have undertaken that they will more prominently display how Australian consumer law works in their stores, that they'll change their notifications on their website, and that they will deal with these matters differently in the future. That still doesn't mean that they automatically will. You know, if you get a battery replacement from a third party repairer and it blows up your iPhone, going to Apple and complaining about it is probably not going to get you very far, and that's reasonable enough because it's not Apple's battery that's caused the problem. But if you change the battery out and the screen stops working, they can't automatically say, oh, well, you changed the battery, therefore we won't repair your screen under warranty. They're much more clear on this now, and that's really the crux of this particular issue.
The ACCC have also raised an issue they had with Apple's policy of replacing new phones under warranty with phones that have been refurbished.
Where they took issue with this was the potential for a refurbished phone to have older or more worn-out parts, where under consumer law, it's fairly clear that in the vast majority of cases, consumers are entitled to repair, refund, or replacement. And it more or less spells out that replacement should not be with what effectively is a second-hand device. Now, there are some potential implications for consumers there, of course. Whilst the ACCC was quite clear to say that you have the perfect right to request a new device, obviously, if you are looking for a warranty repair on an older iPhone, Apple stores, and indeed Apple Online, may well have stock of refurbished phones, but not immediate stock of those older ones in new boxes, as it were. So there's potential, I suppose, for there to be a bit of a delay if you insist upon a new phone, but you've still got the right to do it. I could see that perhaps being an issue where Apple would be obeying the letter of the law, but for not unreasonable stock reasons, you might encounter some slight delay.
Even if you've thrown the phone into a cupboard to gather dust as a result of Error 53, Mr. Kidman says you can still take it to Apple for a remedy.
The ACCC takes time to investigate these issues, and the Error 53 issue was a couple of years ago and a couple of iOS revisions ago. It related to updating your existing iPhone to iOS 9, and we're on the cusp of the release of iOS 12, so we are talking a little while ago. And if you had a device that had the Error 53 issue and Apple said to you, no, you've had a third-party repair done, the only way we'll fix this is by charging you, you should head to Apple immediately because they are obliged to refund you. Now, Apple says it's already refunded around 275 customers who had that happen to them, as well as outreach to around a further 5,000. There are always people who are going to fall through the cracks. So if you had to pay Apple for a repair as a result of it, you are absolutely entitled to remedy. If you had a device that was Error 53 affected and you threw it in a drawer because you said, oh, well, that thing's stuffed, then you should contact Apple. They actually have software remedies which should be able to roll back and fix past that. But essentially the thing to do if you were struck by this and did nothing, or especially if you were struck by this and you spent money with Apple, contact them. Basically, if it affected you, contact Apple in any case, because the worst they can say is, no, we can't deal with that. But given the ACCC ruling, you can generally expect that they will probably go that little bit further to avoid the ACCC stomping on them again.
Alex Kidman of finder.com.au, ending that report by Kevin Suarez.